What's going on, world? This is Kenny Graham back at y'all again, time and time again. We're back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience Podcast. Look, I am excited, man. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Just got off an accountability call with my G-Man peoples. For those of you out there who know, I'm a part of a community called Grindation. And one of the legs for Grindation is called G-Men. And every Saturday we have an accountability call strictly for the men within this small group. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, 7 o'clock Central Standard. I'm just excited, man, because I learned a lot throughout this call. And I'm just grateful, you know what I'm saying, for the accountability more importantly. So I want to go ahead and get started with this podcast episode, man. And I want you all to just really bear with me. I want y'all to just really engage with me because I feel like, for real, for those of you out there, you have a dream, you have a goal, you have this thing that you want to do. And I want to just help you to proactively make it happen because, you know, as we all know, on our road to success or on our journey to being everything we want to be, doing whatever it is we want to do, there are going to be some roadblocks. Period. You know what I'm saying? You could be the smartest person, the most intelligent person. You got the most money, like whatever. Like you can be in what looks to be the most pleasant situations, but even those who are where they need to be still have challenges. Even those who are, you know what I'm saying, who are doing what it is that they want to do in their life, they still have challenges. And so because they have challenges, that doesn't exempt you from having any challenges either. So let me go ahead and just get right to it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest. You know, if you feel me, I love the New Edition group. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I love listening to their songs, you know what I'm saying, because their songs had meaning. And one of the songs that still stands out to me to this day is Can You Stand the Rain? You feel me? Like, that song just blows my mind every single time I listen to it, because the message that they're sharing is, like, on sunny days, like, when everything is good, you feel me, it's easy to give 100%. It's easy to give 110%. When it's sunny days, it's easy to give everything that you have. But what do you do when those storms come? What do you do when the obstacles come? What do you do when the challenges approach you? Like, what do you do? Because on the good days, it's easy for you to be, you know what I'm saying, just to be on point every single time when it's a good day. But when it's a bad day, like, do you still operate as if it's still day one? You feel me? So this episode, for real, is to really encourage you guys, and not just you, but just all of us, that in the midst of the stormy days, right? Not the sunny days, because again, on the sunny days, everything is all and well. But on the stormy days, let this be encouragement that on the stormy days, you still got to give 110% effort. And I'm just going to just being totally honest. You feel me? I share my story every single time about, you know, how I was put in special education, how I was told I had a learning disability, how, you feel me, how I grew up without a father. You feel me? How my mom, you feel me, was raised us as a single parent, five kids, and for real, most of those kids were boys, 4 boys, 1 girl. Now, I don't know how you have the stamina to raise 4 boys, you feel me, like let alone 5 kids, but 4 boys, and you're a woman raising 4 boys all by yourself, you feel me? So I'm just grateful for I'm just grateful for the power of a woman, you feel me? And I seen it firsthand through my mother, how she raised us, you feel me? Because, you know, she never gave up, she never stopped, she never quit. And I'm just grateful for her allowing me to be conceived and allowing me to be here, because at any point she could have been like, we're going to abort Kenny. At any point, she could have been like, you know, we're going to put Kenny up for abortion, because I don't want to have to deal with this. I don't want to have to go through this challenge of being a single mom. She could have went and made that decision, but she decided not to make that decision because she saw that in the midst of the challenge, we were still going to get through this. In the midst of this obstacle, in the midst of the fact that, you know, that your father's not there for you, Kenny, in the midst of all of that, we're still going to, listen, we're still going to get through this. We're still going to come out strong. You know what I'm saying? And I just think about that and the fact that my mom could have made a different choice with my brothers and my little sister. My mom could have made a different choice, but she decided not to make that choice because she saw who we could be, right? And she saw that, you know, I could build a relationship. This is an opportunity for me to build a relationship with my children. And so, yeah, their fathers are not doing what they're supposed to do, but that's not going to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do. I made a decision to get into bed and to do what I did and to conceive these kids. Like, I made a decision to do what I did. And because I made a decision, I have to be responsible for that decision. You know what I'm saying? And that is very just commendable. I would just say, you feel me, on my perspective when it comes to my mom, because like I said, at any point she could have made a decision to give us up, but she didn't. And she decided to take responsibility in the midst of the storm. She decided to take responsibility in the midst of the heartache. She decided to take responsibility in the midst of the obstacle. And she didn't allow the obstacle, the challenge, to steer her away from responsibility. And some of you who might be listening to this podcast, you were on this road, like you were doing your thing. You had some momentum, or you had like you were moving, and you were taking. I'm talking about just really pursuing it, and you had your eyes on it, you had your eyes focused on it, and you were on that path, you were moving. And then something happened and you just stopped. Or somebody got sick and you stopped. Or somebody said, you know, you feel me, that you can't do it and you stopped. Or you had critics and you stopped. You had, you feel me, opposing factors approach you or come towards you and you stopped. And I'm telling you, man, like, no matter good or bad, there are going to be obstacles. As long as you're living in life, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're existing on this earth, you're going to go through obstacles. You are not, nobody anywhere is exempt from obstacles. And so let this be a call to action, man. Let this be of encouragement to all of us out there that no matter what we're going through, in the midst of the obstacle, there is still hope. In the midst of the obstacle, there's still light at the end of the tunnel. And I want you to just look at the light. And for some of you, you're not looking at the light. You're looking at all of the darkness like that's before the light, and you're allowing the darkness, you're allowing the circumstance to overcloud the light. When at the end of the day, the light is more powerful than any of that darkness. Because I'm telling you, like, let it be dark in the room for a minute, but if you let it be dark in the room for a minute, but if you come to light, that dark is not going to be there no more. That light is going to overshadow that darkness. And so if you can't see light at the end of the tunnel, because this is going to help you, right? I just told you. One, you need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you don't have a light at the end of the tunnel, what I need for you to do is to create your own light. This is what I just said. If you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, I need for you to create your own light at the end of the tunnel. So whatever that light is. So I understand that sometimes when I'm going into, you feel me, when I'm going to the detention center and, you feel me, and I'm coming up across all of this paperwork, right? And, you feel me, the kids are acting up that I'm working with, kids coming in detention, kids are not doing what they're supposed to do, they violating probation. Like, I'm just going through it. But then I have to think that, you know, at the end of the day, throughout the light, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And so I may be struggling sometime at work, but I know at the end of the day, I'm still going home to my wife, right? That's my light. You feel me? When it comes to my work, my light is that these kids are going to do better. My light is my wife. And so even when I am having, you feel me, even when I do have a stressful day at work, I'm like, I get to go home. Because it's some cats out there who married and they're afraid to go home. I'm grateful that that's not me. I'm grateful that I could be in a place to where I'm like, yo, like, even if there's something going on at my job, even if there's something going on, you know, business-wise, even if I'm If I'm going through and I'm frustrated, I still got somebody there who's like, yo, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. It's going to be good. Like, this is temporary, but we're going to go through the other side of this. Somebody who can encourage me. And so what I'm saying is, the reason why I share this, because if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, go ahead and create your light. I need for you to find out things within your life that can be your light, right? And so for some of you, it may be family. For some of you, it may be, you feel me, that aspiration, or it may be that hobby that you like to do. For some of you, if you're going through it at your workplace, it may be, you feel me, that coworker, or it may be, you know, your supervisor, somebody that's constantly encouraged you. It may be somebody there, or something there in your life that can be the light. So if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, create your light. Create your light. We have minds. We have abilities. Like, we have abilities to do whatever it is that we want to do and to be everything that we're called to be. And so if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, then I need for you to create your light. You feel me? Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain enough to create your own light? Can you stand the rain and love that even through the stormy days, you can create your own sunny day? This is to get you can create your own sunny day. So listen, every time I listen to the song, Can You Stand the Rain? I hear it every time. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we'll know for sure. Can you stand the rain? And I'll just give another example of where this was, I'm talking about tested in me. So I rarely share this. I think I probably share this with like a couple people. But when me and my wife first got married, like when we on the day after we got married, we drove all the way from Ohio to Texas. Y'all know we live in Texas now. So we drove from Ohio to Texas, and we got, of course, we stopped and things like that. You feel me? We got to the hotel and things like that. But when we got to Texas, my wife had to, that next day, my wife had to go to work. And she had to pretty much coordinate this event. It's a major event at Texas A&M University. And that event is called the MLK Breakfast, right? And it's an annual event that goes on every single year. And this event is so big that every single person that's participating, it got to be on point. You know what I'm saying? So she gets there, and because she has to coordinate. And so as she's sitting there, you feel me, and watching this event go, I see my wife get up because I'm there and I'm supporting her. I see my wife get up, and the way she gets up, she's walking really, really slow. She's walking real, real slow. And she goes out the door, and I'm looking, I'm like, because I know my wife, and I'm just like, okay, something's wrong. But I just kept paying attention to the speaker, you know what I'm saying? Cause she was speaking, cause she was the keynote for the MLK annual breakfast. So I'm sitting there listening to the speaker, and I would say probably like, it seemed like 10 seconds, but it's probably like a minute or two. Her former supervisor came to me, I'm to my walking super fast to me, and said, hey, come with me now. Now, I'm not used to people talking to me like that, I don't know. So when she said that, she said, Kenny, come with me now. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, Come with me now. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? She said, it's concerning your wife. Man, I got up so fast. I got up super fast. And we walking towards, and then we get around the corner, and I see my wife sitting on this chair, and she's shaking. And I'm like, oh, man, what is going on? So I go to my wife, and I'm just like, hey, you okay? You good? Are you all right? And she, you know, and praise God that my wife is super, super strong. Praise God. But I was sitting there, and I was just like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. But all of her left side was numb. So they end up taking her to the ambulance and things like that. And I'm just going to be honest, man. I kind of got upset throughout that process. Not at her, but I got upset about the ambulance people, because I said, you know, hey, I'm her husband. Is it okay that I can sit? You feel me? I would like to sit back here with her to make sure that she's good. And they told me I couldn't. And they told me it was policy, but I was still pissed. Because I'm like, man, I'm her husband. Can I sit back there? You feel me? And they told me I couldn't. So I get in the ambulance with her and we go over to the hospital. And let me just say, I'm talking about like we were like going through it, but at the same time, man, you know, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, this right here, I've said this to myself first. I said, this is a testing for me. And my wife looked at me and she said, you know, I know that you didn't ask for this. And I said, nobody put me in handcuffs and told me to tell you in sickness and in health for better, for worse. I made a choice to do that. And because I made a choice to do that, I meant every word that I said. And she was like, you know, I know, but I know you didn't ask for this. I said, well, when I married you, I asked for everything that come with you. So when I married you, I married everything else that's a part of you. When I accepted you, I accepted every and anything that's a part of you. And so this right here, this is temporary, but we will get through this together. We will get through this together. And when I said it, I just saw tears go down her eyes. Because I'm just like, yo, like this right here is where I prove. In the sunny days, like when things are going great, it's good. Like when things are going great for your life, it's going good. But what happens when the stormy days come? What happens when the storms come? And so at that time, that was a storm. That was a storm, that the fact that we were in that hospital and I was watching her in that hospital bed, you feel me? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, like this is it. This is where we're being tested, and this what right here will determine how committed we are and how dedicated we are to this marriage. And then, of course, they did the MRIs and stuff like that. Found out it was just stress. We found out that it was just stress, you feel me? And of course, they try to say that she had this and this and that. And I'm praying and I'm talking and everything. We praying, she's in the MRI room. And I'm praying over her as she's in the MRI room doing the CAT scan. And what I didn't know, that's why I said, praise God that my wife is strong. What I didn't know is that as I was praying while she was in this, while she was being CAT scanned in the MRI. She was praying like while she was in the MRI room with me. And I'm like, you're the one that's in the hospital and you praying. Like, like I said, praise God that my wife is strong, because as I was praying, I didn't know that she was doing the same thing. And so we got the results and they said, oh, no, she doesn't have this. She don't have any of that. I think it was just stress. You know what I'm saying? And of course, before that even happened, I remember just hearing some conversations with the doctors. They kept saying she had this, she had that. And I was like, not so. I told them to their face. Like I'm literally looking at the doctor as they're telling me that your wife has this, she has that. I'm like, no, she don't. Looking at them, like literally, like with boldness and anything, everything, I'm like, no, she doesn't. Like that's not so. I know that my wife don't have that. And as they're telling me all this stuff, I'm just like, nope, she don't have it. And found out that she didn't have it. You feel me? But we found it. All it was just stress. That's all it was. It was stress. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense, because we had to plan a wedding. Because planning a wedding is not easy. We had to go through the wedding, which isn't easy at all. Then we had to drive all the way from Ohio to Texas, which ain't easy at all either. So there was some stress in terms of making sure everything was going to be right, making sure that the wedding was going to go great. Because one thing I wanted was that the stress would be off my wife once we get to the wedding period. You feel me? I didn't want her to do no work. You feel me? I didn't want her to do no work. Everybody that was going to be part of the wedding that was supposed to do the work, we had them doing the work, because we like, yo, like this is our day and we're not going to be doing more work than we should. We're going to enjoy this day and we're going to get married. And that was it. You feel me? And we just, like I said, as a result, we found out it was just stress. And now, you feel me, she's doing a lot better. No health issues, anything like that. I think right now her blood pressure is pretty normal now. At first it was super high because of the stress, but now it's very, very normal now. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm grateful that we're on this road of eating better. And of course, you feel me, we make mistakes, of course, you feel me? And we don't do it right all the time, but we've been on this journey of really just eating right because we want to be well, and we want to be around long enough to see our children grow up and to see our grandchildren and our great grandchildren, generations after that. You feel me? And so we've been on this road, man. You feel me? And just life is just better. And it's just keep getting better and better and better and better and better. I feel like literally, I'm literally living my best life. You feel me? I'm literally living, you feel me, the life that I dream. And as far as marriage is concerned, I like, this is what I dream. And we're living it. You feel me? We're more on one accord, you feel me, than we were when we first got married. Like, because let me tell y'all, man, that event, this is why I say, can you stand the rain? Because that event right there was the signal. I don't know about her, but that event right there was the signature part for me that just told me and I'm talking about literally, like, Kenny, are you committed? Are you dedicated? Are you as faithful as you say you are? And that event tested me. That her being in the hospital, it tested me. And right now to this, like, I'm still here, and I'm like, yo, I ain't going nowhere. I don't care what happens. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I made a decision. I told you at the altar. I made a decision to tell you. The one thing that I do know is that we don't necessarily have a choice as to how we were born. We don't have a choice as to who we were born to. We don't have a choice as to what school we went to when we were younger. But I'm telling you, at a certain point, you start realizing that there are certain things that happen in your life that you made a choice to do. And so I may not have, I may not have been able to choose how I was born. I may not have been able to choose who my parents were, but I can choose who my spouse is. That's the one thing that I know, that I made a choice in terms of that. I chose to marry my wife. I chose to be in this. I chose to say in sickness and in health. I chose to say till death do us part. I chose to say for better, for worse. I chose to say that because I chose to say that I had to live up to it. And there's some of you, you chose to do certain things, but you backed off because there's an obstacle that came to you and you just decided to just jump ship. For some of you, like you're going through something right now and you're in this process and you're not committed because there's something that came along the way that distracted you. It's not about the fact that we can't do it. It's the fact that sometimes life happens that makes us forget why we do what we do. And that point right there could have distracted me, but I didn't allow it to distract me because I said in the stormy days, I'm still going to be there for you. Nobody made it. Nobody told me to say this. I made a decision to say this. And because I made a decision, I had to live up to that decision. So listen, in the sunny days, as New Edition said, everybody loves them. Everybody loves it when it's sunny. Can you stand the rain when it's stormy, though? Can you stand the rain when it's difficult? Can you stand the rain when somebody says no to you, or you go to that potential client and they say, no, I don't want to invest into you? Can you still stand the rain? When your business is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? When your marriage is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? When your health is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? Can you still stand it? Because it's in those times, it's those times that really test you. Not the good stuff, it's really those times where it's difficult that tests how dedicated, how committed you are. Right. So let this be a week of just being committed and being dedicated and standing in the rain in the midst of it all. So look, y'all, it's Kenny Graham back at y'all with a brand new power fire episode. I'm just grateful, man, that we created this podcast. I'm grateful for Storm Talk 365. First off, shout out to Storm Talk 365, man. I really appreciate them for giving us this platform. Because of you guys, we are where we are. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this podcast platform in the first place. Without y'all, I wouldn't have started the Jumpstart Your Podcast program to help other podcasters too. And the reason why I'm helping other podcasters is because y'all have helped me too. So listen, man, shout out to Storm Talk 365, Miss Bonita Claiborne. Shout out to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, and Alexa for also supporting our podcast. Look, y'all, I love y'all very, very much. And I want y'all to succeed, and I want you to live your best life. So check with me next week and let's stay connected. I'll see you guys next week for our next episode. Let's go. What's going on, world? This is Kenny Graham back at y'all again, time and time again. We're back at y'all with another episode of the Success Experience podcast. Look, I am excited, man. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Just got off an accountability call with my G-Man peoples. For those of you out there who know, I'm a part of a community called Grindation. And one of the legs for Grindation is called G-Men. And every Saturday we have an accountability call strictly for the men within this small group. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, 7 o'clock Central Standard. I'm just excited, man, because I learned a lot throughout this call. And I'm just grateful, you know what I'm saying, for the accountability, more importantly. So I want to go ahead and get started with this podcast episode, man. And I want you all to just really bear with me. I want y'all to just really engage with me, because I feel like, for real, for those of you out there, you have a dream, you have a goal, you have this thing that you want to do. And I want to just help you to proactively make it happen, because, you know, as we all know, on our road to success or on our journey to being everything we want to be, doing whatever it is we want to do, there are going to be some roadblocks, period. You know what I'm saying? You could be the smartest person, the most intelligent person. You got the most money, like whatever. Like you can be in what looks to be the most pleasant situations, but even those who are where they need to be still have challenges. Even those who are, you know what I'm saying, who are doing what it is that they want to do in their life, they still have challenges. And so because they have challenges, that doesn't exempt you from having any challenges either. So let me go ahead and just get right to it. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to be honest. You know, if you feel me, I love the New Edition group. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I love listening to their songs, you know what I'm saying, because their songs had meaning. And one of the songs that still stands out to me to this day is Can You Stand the Rain? You feel me? Like, that song just blows my mind every single time I listen to it, because the message that they're sharing is, like, on sunny days, like, when everything is good, you feel me, it's easy to give 100%. It's easy to give 110%. When it's sunny days, it's easy to give everything that you have. But what do you do when those storms come? What do you do when the obstacles come? What do you do when the challenges approach you? Like, what do you do? Because on the good days, it's easy for you to be, you know what I'm saying, just to be on point every single time when it's a good day. But when it's a bad day, like, do you still operate as if it's still day one? You feel me? So this episode, for real, is to really encourage you guys, and not just you, but just all of us, that in the midst of the stormy days, right, not the sunny days, because again, on the sunny days, everything is all and well, but on the stormy days, let this be encouragement that on the stormy days, you still got to give 110% effort. And I'm just going to just being totally honest. You feel me? I share my story every single time about, you know, how I was put in special education, how I was told I had a learning disability, how, you feel me, how I grew up without a father. You feel me? How my mom, you feel me, was raised us as a single parent, five kids as a single parent. And for real, most of those kids were boys, 4 boys, 1 girl. Now, I don't know how you have the stamina to raise 4 boys. You feel me? Like, let alone 5 kids, but 4 boys, and you're a woman raising 4 boys all by yourself. You feel me? So I'm just grateful for I'm just grateful for the power of a woman. You feel me? And I seen it firsthand through my mother, how she raised us. You feel me? Because, you know, she never gave up. She never stopped. She never quit. And I'm just grateful for her allowing me to be conceived and allowing me to be here, because at any point, she could have been like, we're going to abort Kenny. At any point, she could have been like, you know, we're going to put Kenny up for abortion, because I don't want to have to deal with this. I don't want to have to go through this challenge of being a single mom. She could have went and made that decision, but she decided not to make that decision because she saw that in the midst of the challenge, we were still going to get through this. in the midst of this obstacle, in the midst of the fact that, you know, that your father's not there for you, Kenny, in the midst of all of that, we're still going to, listen, we're still going to get through this. We're still going to come out strong. You know what I'm saying? And I just think about that and the fact that my mom could have made a different choice with my brothers and my little sister. My mom could have made a different choice, but she decided not to make that choice because she saw who we could be, right? And she saw that, you know, I could build a relationship. This is an opportunity for me to build a relationship with my children. And so, yeah, their fathers are not doing what they're supposed to do, but that's not going to stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do. I made a decision to get into bed and to do what I did and to conceive these kids. Like, I made a decision to do what I did. And because I made a decision, I have to be responsible for that decision. You know what I'm saying? And that is very just commendable. I would just say, you feel me, on my perspective when it comes to my mom, because like I said, at any point she could have made a decision to give us up, but she didn't. And she decided to take responsibility in the midst of the storm. She decided to take responsibility in the midst of the heartache. She decided to take responsibility in the midst of the obstacle. And she didn't allow the obstacle, the challenge, to steer her away from responsibility. And some of you who might be listening to this podcast, you were on this road, like you were doing your thing. You had some momentum, or you had like you were moving, and you were taking. I'm talking about just really pursuing it, and you had your eyes on it, you had your eyes focused on it, and you were on that path, you were moving. And then something happened and you just stopped. Or somebody got sick and you stopped. Or somebody said, you know, you feel me, that you can't do it and you stopped. Or you had critics and you stopped. You had, you feel me, opposing factors approach you or come towards you and you stopped. And I'm telling you, man, like, no matter good or bad, there are going to be obstacles. As long as you're living in life, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're existing on this earth, you're going to go through obstacles. You are not, nobody anywhere is exempt from obstacles. And so let this be a call to action, man. Let this be of encouragement to all of us out there that no matter what we're going through, in the midst of the obstacle, there is still hope. In the midst of the obstacle, there's still light at the end of the tunnel. And I want you to just look at the light. And for some of you, you're not looking at the light. You're looking at all of the darkness like that's before the light, and you're allowing the darkness, you're allowing the circumstance to overcloud the light, when at the end of the day, the light is more powerful than any of that darkness. Because I'm telling you, like, let it be dark in the room for a minute, but if you let it be dark in the room for a minute, but if you come to light, that dark is not going to be there no more. That light is going to overshadow that darkness. And so if you can't see light at the end of the tunnel, because this is going to help you, right? I just told you. One, you need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But if you don't have a light at the end of the tunnel, what I need for you to do is to create your own light. This is what I just said. If you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, I need for you to create your own light at the end of the tunnel. So whatever that is, whatever that light is. So I understand that sometimes when I'm going into, you feel me, when I'm going to the detention center and, you feel me, and I'm coming up across all of this paperwork, right? And you feel me, the kids are acting up that I'm working with, kids coming in detention, kids are not doing what they're supposed to do, they violating probation. Like, I'm just going through it. But then I have to think that, you know, at the end of the day, throughout the light, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And so I may be struggling sometime at work, but I know at the end of the day, I'm still going home to my wife, right? That's my light. You feel me? When it comes to my work, my light is that these kids are going to do better. My light is my wife. And so even when I am having, you feel me, even when I do have a stressful day at work, I'm like, I get to go home. Because it's some cats out there who married and they're afraid to go home. I'm grateful that that's not me. I'm grateful that I could be in a place to where I'm like, yo, like, even if there's something going on at my job, even if there's something going on, you know, business-wise, even if I'm going through and I'm frustrated, I still got somebody there who's like, yo, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. It's going to be good. Like, this is temporary, but we're going to go through the other side of this. Somebody who can encourage me. And so what I'm saying is, the reason why I share this, because if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, go ahead and create your light. I need for you to find out things within your life that can be your light, right? And so for some of you, it may be family. For some of you, it may be, you feel me, that aspiration, or it may be that hobby that you like to do. For some of you, if you're going through it at your workplace, it may be, you feel me, that coworker, or it may be, you know, your supervisor, or somebody that's constantly encourage you. It may be somebody there, or something there in your life that can be the light. So if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, create your light. Create your light. We have minds. We have abilities. Like, we have abilities to do whatever it is that we want to do and to be everything that we're called to be. And so if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, then I need for you to create your light. You feel me? Can you stand the rain? Can you stand the rain enough to create your own light? Can you stand the rain and love that even through the stormy days, you can create your own sunny day? This is till we get. You can create your own sunny day. So listen, every time I listen to the song, Can You Stand the Rain? I hear it every time. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we'll know for sure. Can you stand the rain? And I'll just give another example of where this was, I'm talking about tested in me. So I rarely share this. I think I probably share this with like a couple people. But when me and my wife first got married, like when we on the day after we got married, we drove all the way from Ohio to Texas. Y'all know we live in Texas now. So we drove from Ohio to Texas, and we got, of course, we stopped and things like that. You feel me? We got to the hotel and things like that. But when we got to Texas, my wife had to, that next day, my wife had to go to work. And she had to pretty much coordinate this event. It's a major event at Texas A&M University. And that event is called the MLK Breakfast, right? And it's an annual event that goes on every single year. And this event is so big that every single person that's participating got to be on point. You know what I'm saying? So she gets there, and because she has to coordinate. And so as she's sitting there, you feel me, and watching this event go, I see my wife get up because I'm there and I'm supporting her. I see my wife get up, and the way she gets up, she's walking really, really slow. She's walking real, real slow. And she goes out the door, and I'm looking, I'm like, because I know my wife, and I'm just like, okay, something's wrong. But I, you know, you feel me? I just kept paying attention to the speaker, you know what I'm saying? Because she was speaking, because she was the keynote for the MLK annual breakfast. So I'm sitting there listening to the speaker, and I would say probably like, it seemed like 10 seconds, but it's probably like a minute or two. Her former supervisor came to me, onto my walking super fast to me, and said, hey, come with me now. Now, I'm not used to people talking to me like that. I don't know. So when she said that, she said, Kenny, come with me now. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, just come with me now. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? She said, it's concerning your wife. Man, I got up so fast. I got up super fast. And we walking towards, and then when we get around the corner, and I see my wife sitting on this chair, and she's shaking. And I'm like, oh man, what is going on? So I go to my wife, and I'm just like, hey, you okay? You good? Are you all right? And she, you know, and praise God that my wife is super, super strong. Praise God. But I was sitting there, and I was just like, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. But all of her left side was numb. So they end up taking her to the ambulance and things like that. And I'm just gonna be honest, man. I kind of got upset throughout that process. Not at her, but I got upset about the ambulance people, because I said, you know, hey, I'm her husband. Is it okay that I can sit? You feel me? I would like to sit back here with her to make sure that she's good. And they told me I couldn't. And they told me it was policy, but I was still pissed, because I'm like, man, I'm her husband. Can I sit back there? You feel me? And they told me I couldn't. So I get in the ambulance with her, and we go over to the hospital. And let me just say, I'm talking about like we were like going through it. But at the same time, man, you know, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, this right here, I've said this to myself first. I said, this is testing. This is a testing for me. And my wife looked at me and she said, you know, I know that you didn't ask for this. And I said, nobody put me in handcuffs and told me to tell you in sickness and in health for better, for worse. I made a choice to do that. And because I made a choice to do that, I meant every word that I said. And she was like, you know, I know, but I know you didn't ask for this. I said, well, when I married you, I asked for everything that come with you. So when I married you, I married everything else that's a part of you. When I accepted you, I accepted every and anything that's a part of you. And so this right here, this is temporary, but we will get through this together. We will get through this together. And when I said it, I just saw tears go down her eyes. Because I'm just like, yo, like this right here is where I prove. In the sunny days, like when things are going great, it's good. Like when things are going great for your life, it's going good. But what happens when the stormy days come? What happens when the storms come? And so at that time, that was a storm. That was a storm, that the fact that we were in that hospital and I was watching her in that hospital bed, you feel me? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, like this is it. This is where we're being tested, and this what right here will determine how committed we are and how dedicated we are to this marriage. And then, of course, they did the MRIs and stuff like that. Found out it was just stress. We found out that it was just stress. You feel me? And of course, they try to say that she had this and this and that. And I'm praying and I'm talking and everything. We praying. She's in the MRI room. And I'm praying over her. She's in the MRI room doing the CAT scan. And what I didn't know, that's why I said, praise God that my wife is strong. What I didn't know is that as I was praying, she was praying while she was in this, while she was being CAT scanned in the MRI. She was praying like while she was in the MRI room with me. And I'm like, you're the one that's in the hospital and you praying. Like, but like I said, praise God that my wife is strong, because as I was praying, I didn't know that she was doing the same thing. And so we got the results and they said, oh, no, she doesn't have this. She don't have any of that. I think it was just stress. You know what I'm saying? And of course, before that even happened, I remember just hearing some conversations with the doctors. They kept saying she had this, she had that. And I was like, not so. I told them to their face. Like, I'm literally looking at the doctor as they're telling me that your wife has this, she has that. I'm like, no, she don't. Looking at them, like, literally, like, with boldness and anything, everything, I'm like, no, she doesn't. Like, that's not so. I know that my wife don't have that. And as they're telling me all this stuff, I'm just like, nope, she don't have it. And found out that she didn't have it. You feel me? But we found it. All it was just stress. That's all it was. It was stress. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense, because we had to plan a wedding. Because planning a wedding is not easy. We had to go through the wedding, which isn't easy at all. Then we had to drive all the way from Ohio to Texas, which ain't easy at all either. So there was some stress in terms of making sure everything was going to be right, making sure that the wedding was going to go great. Because one thing I wanted was that the stress would be off my wife once we get to the wedding period. You feel me? I didn't want to have to do no work. You feel me? I didn't want her to do no work. Everybody that was going to be part of the wedding that was supposed to do the work, we had them doing the work. Because we like, yo, like, this is our day, and we're not going to be doing more work than we should. We're going to enjoy this day, and we're going to be, and we're going to get married. And that was it. You feel me? And we just, like I said, as a result, we found out it was just stress. And now, you feel me, she's doing a lot better. No health issues, anything like that, I think right now her blood pressure is pretty normal now. At first, it was super high because of the stress. But now it's very, very normal now. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm grateful that we're on this road of eating better. And of course, you feel me, we make mistakes, of course, you feel me. And we don't do it right all the time. But we've been on this journey of really just eating right, because we want to be well, and we want to be around long enough to see our children grow up and to see our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren generations after that. You feel me? And so we've been on this road, man. You feel me? And just life is just better And it's just keep getting better and better and better and better and better. I feel like literally, I'm literally living my best life. You feel me? I'm literally living, you feel me, the life that I dream. And as far as the far as marriage is concerned, I like, this is what I dream. And we're living it. You feel me? We're more on one accord, you feel me, than we were when we first got married. Like, because let me tell y'all, man, that event, this is why I say, can you stand the rain? Because that event right there was the signal. I don't know about her, but that event right there was the signature part for me that just told me, and I'm talking about literally, like, Kenny, are you committed? Are you dedicated? Are you as faithful as you say you are? And that event tested me. That her being in the hospital, it tested me. And right now to this, like, I'm still here, and I'm like, yo, I ain't going nowhere. I don't care what happens. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I made a decision. I told you at the altar. I made a decision to tell you. The one thing that I do know is that we don't necessarily have a choice as to how we were born. We don't have a choice as to who we were born to. We don't have a choice as to what school we went to when we were younger. But I'm telling you, at a certain point, you start realizing that there are certain things that happen in your life that you made a choice to do. And so I may not have been able to choose how I was born. I may not have been able to choose who my parents were, but I can choose who my spouse is. That's the one thing that I know, that I made a choice in terms of that. I chose to marry my wife. I chose to be in this. I chose to say in sickness and in health. I chose to say till death do us part. I chose to say for better, for worse. I chose to say that because I chose to say that I had to live up to it. And there's some of you, you chose to do certain things, but you backed off because there's an obstacle that came to you and you just decided to just jump ship. Like for some of you, like you're going through something right now and you're in this process and you're not committed because there's something that came along the way that distracted you. It's not about the fact that we can't do it. It's the fact that sometimes life happens that makes us forget why we do what we do. And that point right there could have distracted me, but I didn't allow it to distract me because I said in the stormy days, I'm still going to be there for you. Nobody told me to say this. I made a decision to say this. And because I made a decision, I had to live up to that decision. So listen, in the sunny days, as New Edition said, everybody loves them. Everybody loves it when it's sunny. Can you stand the rain when it's stormy, though? Can you stand the rain when it's difficult? Can you stand the rain when somebody says no to you, or you go to that potential client and they say, no, I don't want to invest into you? Can you still stand the rain? When your business is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? When your marriage is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? When your health is going up and down, can you still stand the rain? Can you still stand it? Because it's in those times, it's those times that really test you. Not the good stuff, it's really those times where it's difficult that tests how dedicated, how committed you are. Right. So let this be a week of just being committed and being dedicated and standing in the rain in the midst of it all. So look, y'all, it's Kenny Graham back at y'all with a brand new power fire episode. I'm just grateful, man, that we created this podcast. And I'm grateful for Storm Talk 365. First off, shout out to Storm Talk 365, man. I really appreciate them for giving us this platform. Because of you guys, we are where we are. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this podcast platform in the first place. Without y'all, I wouldn't have started the Jumpstart Your Podcast program to help other podcasters too. And the reason why I'm helping other podcasters is because y'all have helped me too. So listen, man, shout out to Storm Talk 365, Miss Bonita Claiborne. Shout out to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, and Alexa for also supporting our podcast. Look, y'all, I love y'all very, very much. And I want y'all to succeed, and I want you to live your best life. So check with me next week and let's stay connected. I'll see you guys next week for our next episode. Let's go.